Good morning, Mr. Locke.
I see we're back to Mr. Locke.
His dubious stare went from me to his assistant, Aaron, who was sitting beside me, recording what we were saying by typing away on her laptop. I smiled when I noticed the sudden smoldering expression on his face as he took in my dress. It wasn't what I would normally wear to a meeting, more like what I would wear for a night out on the town with my girlfriends if we were looking for men. His gaze lingered on my cleavage. My nipples were hard from the cold air in his office, and I might have rubbed them a little bit before he walked in to ensure they were extra alert. "We never left, sir."
"Sir."
He arched an eyebrow sitting behind his desk. His eyes were firmly locked with mine.
"Now that, I could get used to you calling me."
"Of course you could, you cocky dick. I just want to start this meeting by saying thank you for the push I needed to finally get thoroughly satisfied last night. The random fuck I met in the bar that I brought back after you left excelled each and every one of my desires and fantasies. It truly was the attitude adjustment I needed. I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for you this morning." Despite him trying to remain calm and unfazed, I could see the slight clench of his jaw and the vein on his neck protruding as his gaze shifted back to Aaron. I imagined her eyes were wide as saucers as she continued to type away.
"You can go to your office, Aaron."
"No, no, no," I intervened in a high-pitched tone. "I prefer she stay and cite our entire conversation. I would hate for anything to be taken out of context, especially when we're discussing the negotiations of your contract."
"There are no negotiations. You either take it or leave it."
"I think you should follow your own advice," I snidely baited. I forgot how good it felt to have orgasms. I came over and over again. And trust me, Mr. Locke, there was no mistaking my orgasms this time. My soaking wet sheets speak for themselves. Please do apologize to your cleaning crew for me. His jaw tightened again.
"I'll relay the message, Miss Troy."
"Great.
Well, given your night of satisfaction, did you have time to go over my contract?"
"Of course, Mr. Locke. Unlike you, I love mixing business with pleasure." I lied. I never did. I just wanted to get a rise out of him. "I guess you could say it's how I've gotten this far. Ask around since you know all the right people. Yet you probably don't have to since you've had a taste of me yourself."
"I've had more than a taste, sweetheart."
"Did you get that, Aaron?" I looked at her. "Make sure you accentuate more than a taste. I believe it's against company policy to fuck an employee."
"Autumn, that's enough."
"But Julian." I leaned against his desk and pressed my breasts together, giving him one hell of a view. I wasn't wearing a bra. "We're just getting started, sweetheart."